Okay, today's daf is Tainus Davav. Tainus Davav, and the Gemara here talks about the different stages of rainfall, the early stage, the late stage, and the middle stage. And the Gemara goes through, what's the nafkamina for each of the stages? Why is it important for us to know, you know, when exactly the rainfall? So the Gemara says, Bishlama Rabbi Rishona, I understand the first rainfall, because I have to know when to start asking for rain. So that's when we start asking for rain, by the early rainfall. The latest rainfall, the third one, if it hasn't rained by then, that's when we start fasting. But what about the middle one? What's the nafkamina for the middle rainfall? So the Gemara has a couple of suggestions. Nedarim, if somebody makes a ned there until the rainy season, number one. Number two, for Zesim, when could somebody go and take olives from the field? Number three, Rav Papa says, when are you allowed to go b'shvilei harashus? When are you allowed to walk in the roads? But number four, that's what we're going to focus on. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, Leva'er Peros Shvius. To do bi'ur on Shemitah fruit. When do you have to do bi'ur on Shemitah fruit? It's not, as the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shviyas in the ninth parak, ad masai nehenin v'sarfin b'tevin u'bakashal Shviyas, when can you get hana and use the tevin and the kash of Shemitah ajetereid revia shnia, until the middle rains, right? Until that stage in the year after Shemitah. My taima dechsiv, why is that? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, v'levehemtecha v'lachai asher baritzecha, for the animals that are in your yard, in your field, in your land, that's when the Shemitah fruit are for. And with the Gemara, that has a drasha. Kolzman shechaya ochelas pasade, ha'achela behemtecha b'abayis. Why does it say chaya and behemah in the same pasuk? Behemahs are the domesticated animals that live with you. Chayas are the ones that are outside. To compare the two, as long as the chayos out there in the wild have what to eat from this fruit, from this vegetable, so then your animals in your house are allowed to partake of it. Ha'achela behemtecha b'abayis, kalei l'chaya min asada, kalei l'behemtecha ben abayis. But once there is no left in the field for the chaya, so then you have to do something, and it can no longer be consumed by the behemoths in your house. So let's talk a little bit about the halacha of biur peros shvius. The biur, so this is something that happens after Shemitah. And the Gemara darshins, it's interesting, it's not the farish in the Torah. Right? This halacha is not the farish in the Torah. It's learned out from the drasha, as the Gemara just quoted, that the pasuk says, behemoth and chayas should have Shemitah fruit. So Chazal, learn out from there, something that I never would have said on my own, but the fact that it says behemoth and chayas should have it, only when chayas have it, behemoth could have it, and if chayas don't have it anymore, then behemoth cannot have it. So, question number one is, why is that the shear? Very unusual halacha. You know, you might say you could have your Shemitah fruit until a certain amount of time, a certain time in the year. The shear goes by animal consumption. Right? That's unusual. Since when do our halachos depend on how long the animals have to eat it? Are we worried about the chayas having enough to eat? So maybe it's more of a reflection of something. It's a siman, as it's called, not a siba. That if it's no longer in the field, that's an important stage in the human life, not just the animals. We'll have to see. Point number one. Point number two, two extremes in terms of minyan mitzvos. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, counts beer as a separate mitzvah saseh, to be mevaer peros shmitah. Separate mitzvah saseh, the Bahag counts. And the Ramban in Parshas Bahar has an important piece, a number of points that he makes, as we'll see, but he at least has the possibility towards the end of the piece there, in Perachafei Pasuk Zayin, he says, maybe it's Durabanan. Maybe it's not even the Halacha Darais, maybe it's Durabanan. After all, it's not Beferish in the Torah, it's learned that from a Drasha, and whenever you have a Drasha, the question is it a real Drasha, or is it an Asmachta? It's just a hint, like we already had back on Dabez, remember we had the discussion about Tefillah, and the Ramban says, "Lavdo b'chol avavchem avodah shebelev is an asmachta; it's derabanan." So the Ramban at least has the line here. V'efshar sheha iser hazeh midivrayim hu. It's possible. It's possible that this iser is midivrayim. I'm sorry, Maseches Yuma. Maybe it's derabanan. V'ulai afilu habiur kulo chomer midivrei sofrim. Even the entire beer is derabanan. V'habraisas hashnuyos b'daras konim binyan habiur asmachta midirabanan. It's all derabanan, but it's pointed out that, you know, this would be very difficult to say that it is all Durabana. There seem to be Beferish Gemaras that say it's Durabana, right? One of them is, and the question is, do the Ramban have a different girsa in this Gemara, right? The Gemara tells us in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel. That's the Hakal Hakal Gemara. If somebody is deathly ill and they have to do an Aveira, they have to eat something not kosher, it's better to eat the item that's less not kosher. That's less not kosher. If you have somebody that's Aser Mishum Lav and Aser Mishum Misa, right? So it's better to have the one that violates a Lav, not the one that, you know, violates Misa. So that's what the Gemara goes through. What's considered Hakal Hakal? Tana Rabbani Mishachsu Bulmas Machilim Aso Hakal Hakal. Tevel v'Nevela, it's better to eat Nevela, because Nevela is a Lav and Tevel is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Tevel v'Shvius, Tevel and Shvius, the Gemara says Shvius is better to eat. What do you mean? If Shvius is Rabbanan, so that it's obviously better than Tevel, right? Tevel is untithed produce. So how could the Gemara suggest that? That if it's Tevel and Shvius, you should have Shvius, right? Rashi says, what do you mean Shvius? You're allowed to eat Shvita fruit. Rashi says, La'achar Zman HaBiur. After Zman HaBiur, that's when Shvius is more kal. Sha'tevel, b'misa b'shemayim, v'shvius pa'asei. So some say, according to the Ramban, if it's Durabanan, so then obviously it's going to be more kal. So again, the Ramban doesn't say that. He just says it's an efshar. It's a possibility. So the Bahag on the one hand, you have a severed mitzvah quoted. The Ramban says that maybe it's Rabbanan. There are also Mishnayos. There are Mishnayos that have kulas, which don't really seem to work on a Daraisa level. There are Mishnayos throughout the Masech HaShviyas. If you look in Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, there are kulas of, right, if you, let's say you have three different types of fruit in the same barrel. Three different types of fruit. So, and which beer do you go by? Meaning, what if one of the fruit is no longer available in the field, but the other two are? But they all have been soaking in pickling brine with each other, so they all taste like each other. So, do you go by the first one? Do you go by the last one? Do you go by the just each one by itself? So, the Gemara has some coolers that it's possible that you could go by the last one, even though the other ones are no longer available. Right? Or you go by each one by itself, even though it tastes like it. So there are kulas that we have by biur that kind of work. That maybe if it's Durabanan. Okay, but either way, most argue on both of these extremes. Most do not count it as a separate mitzvah, and most do not count it as a Durabanan. Right? It's a Darais, it's part of the mitzvah of Shemitah. Part of the mitzvos of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah, as we know, includes a number of mitzvos. If you look on the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos, Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam lists off all of the mitzvahs. He counts 22 mitzvos in Shemitah and Yovel. 22 mitzvahs, 9 mitzvahs asay, 13 mitzvahs los asay. He includes in Shemitah V'Yovel, in terms of Ste'achuza and others. But the first ones on the list, the Rambam has 7, 8. No, eight, I mean the last three are about Shemitah's Ksafim, but the first 9. So the first 9 are about Shemitah. First 9 are about Shemitah. So Biur is not a separate one. It's part of one of those halachos in terms of that. Or it's not even a mitzvah, it's just a halacha. Okay. What is the message of this halacha? The Sifra in Parshas Bahar even notes that there seems to be a stira. The pasuk says in Bahar, Lacha ula avdecha v'la masecha, it's for all of you, for you, for your servants. And in Mishpatim, it's le'evyonei amecha. It's only for the poor of your nation, right? So the Sifra has one pshat that Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the others. Rabbi Yehuda says maybe Bahar, where it's for everyone, is pre-Biur, and Mishpatim is for post-Biur, which means Biur is all about making sure the Aniyim have what to eat when there's not much left. But either way, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda; we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that everyone can eat it la'achar habir. Everyone can eat la'achar habir. So what's the purpose? Once it's no longer available to the animals in the field, so if you look under Blumenzweig Sefer, Rosh Hashiva of Yerucham on Shemitah, he says, maybe the point of Shemitah, and he says this regarding many of the halachas of Shemitah, the message of Shemitah is that the farmer recognizes that he's not the Baalim. He's not the Balabayas. He's not the one that is in charge of these fruit. And therefore, Kolzman Shaperis Basade, maybe as long as the animals are eating it out in the field, then even when I eat it in my house, that doesn't reflect so much that I'm in charge. Because even the animals are eating it out there. So the animals are eating it, and I'm eating it. So it's all what we might call an arai eating. Right? Gamim adam ochlim bebeso, adai nitan lehistakel al achilaso, ka achila me'asada, shebemikre nas bebayis. I happen to have food in my house, but it's not so great. It doesn't show my godless. But once there's no longer fruit in the field, if I would eat it in the house, that would show that I'm in control, that I took some fruit and I saved it and I'm consuming it now. Ulam la'achar shapiros kalu basada me'asada hu ochel bischus yecholto le'agar v'lasov shapiros. Now, why am I eating it? Through my merit of having gathered the fruit. It's me. Achila zu kvar ina begeder achila sarai. Achila shel adam ani. Ela achila hamevataz bailos al sadev aperos. And that's why you have to do something. That's why you have to do something, because it's a reflection, like many halachas of Shemitah, it's a reflection of recognizing Hashem as the bailam. And therefore maybe biur is also connected to that. Okay, that was all part one. Part two. What is biur? What do you have to do? Right, the Gemara is not clear. You have to be mevayer it. What is that? So, three different shittas in the Rishonim, two main ones, and then an added one. Tosfos and Meseches Psachim on Daf Nun Beis, where biur comes up, and that Ramban that we saw. And Rov Rishonim hold, biur means hefker, making it ownerless, putting it outside your house and making it ownerless. V'inyano, says the Ramban, Shiachala haperos achar zman mi beso lehafkiran. To be mafkir them. V'hu biur shvius. Shizkir chachamim b'chol makom. That's what biur is. V'ein ha'inyan. Don't think, says the Ramban, sheyehe aperos achar zman ha'biur asurin b'hano b'achila. They're not usur to eat. You're mafkir them and anybody can pick them up. They don't become usur. V'yeh mechuyiv la'abdam. And you have to destroy them. Says the Ramban, wrong. V'lo manu chachamim b'mishnah. After all, remember the Mishnah all the way at the end of Maseches Temura, on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah there lists off all the items in Halacha that have to be burned and all the items in Halacha that have to be buried. The Nisrafin and the Nikbarin. It goes through all of the Isurei Hana. Basu b'chalav and Kilei HaKerem and Seir Nazir and all of those. This is not on the list. Fruit after Zman Biur. Peirush Shmita after Zman Biur is not on the list, meaning you don't have to destroy it, says the Ramban. There's no reason. There's a mitzvah to make it ownerless. V'lo manu, or halacha to make it ownerless. V'chein manu chachamim b'mishna, peirush shvius, lo menan esrafim, v'lo menan ekbarim. Ve'eino ela, shu tzarech leva'ara mirshuso. You have to be meva'er, remove it from your rishus, ula hafkiram la'aniyim, ula chaladam, ki'inyin bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. V'chein shaninu, and the root issue is based on a girsa in a mishnah. And also we learn, the mishnah tells us in shvius in the ninth parak, Ha'aniyim ochlem achar habiur, aniyim eat after beer, avaloha ashirim. That's what I mentioned before from Rabbi Yehuda, dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, echar aniyim echar ashirim, ochlem achar habiur. That's our girsa. Anybody can eat it after the zman of the beer. Upirish aniyim, kol shalaktu peres misada, shalachirim and a hefker, vashirim, pali sada zatzman, shalaktu osam and a sada, shalam bafkerim. After you're mafkirit by the time for beer, then you can take it back in. Even if you're the owner, you have it out for a couple of minutes. So that's the only shaila, whether the Bailam themselves could retake it. But either way, that is the shita of Rov Rishonim. And the Mefarshim explained that if you would destroy it, it could be that you're doing something wrong. Not that you don't have to destroy it, but the fruit have Kedusha. Kedusha Shviyas, the pears have Kedusha Shviyas, and therefore there's a mitzvah too, the halacha di mafkirit, not to do more than that. And to do more than that could be wrong, right? Rav Asher Weiss says here, you can't just be machmir like the other shitas. We'll talk about it in a second. Because a chumra for one is usr for the other. It's usr for the other. You can't just be machmir in that regard. And we paskin like the Ramban fundamentally, that it's hefker, and therefore you cannot do anything else. Who is the other shita? That, of course, is the Rambam. The Rambam says, burn them. That's what the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Peros Shmita. The mitzvah of biur is to destroy. Biur, like biur chametz, biur perish mitzvah. Right? We don't pass it like the Rambam. But that is the Rambam Shita here in Perek Zayin of Hilchah Shmitah of Asur le'echol achar habiur. Right? That's his girsa in the Mishnah. It's asur to eat the fruit after the time for biur. Bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. Vimlo matzah, ochlan b'shas habiur, soreif ba'esh. If you don't find ochlan, if you don't find people to eat it at the time of the beer, then you have to burn it. Soreif ba'esh, o mashlach layam, o ma'abed b'chal davar shema'abed. Or just destroy it in any way that you know how to destroy it. Right? That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid here says maybe there's two stages. Maybe there's two stages. First there's the stage of the hefker, and then there's the stage of the beer. But again, this is unusual. First, there's a mitzvah to eat Perish Mita, and then you have to destroy Perish Mita. Or even the Ramban. The Ramban says, put it back outside and then take it back in 5 minutes later. Like, what kind of game is this? Right? What's the chiyuv? But again, Rav Blumenzweig notes in that same article, if it's about owning it, if it's not recognizing who is the real owner, so maybe that's beer. Once, if I put it outside, I make it hefker and anybody can take it, then I can take it back in, because they already reflected in my actions that I know that Hashem is the owner. Dafka oz, kasher yesh, kasher rakla adam sha'agar vasav. At this moment that I know I have a schus, that's when Chachamim felt that achilas adam tevata bailos v'tashkiach mimenos kushas aperos. Eshe heosam hefker, and therefore Chazal said, you have to make them ownerless or even destroy them. What's the svar for the Rambam? And why? What about the Ramban's kasha? Why isn't it, if you have to destroy them, why aren't the Perish Shvias on the list of the Nisrafin, right at the end of Maseches Temura? All the other items that have to be burned. So why isn't it on the list? So again, maybe it's a din derabanan to just not eat it. Or it could be just lumdis conceptually. It's not the normal items, not similar to the other items that have to be burned. The other items that have to be burned, there's a mitzvah to burn them. There's a mitzvah to destroy them, per se. Chametz and kilei akerim. There's a mitzvah sreifa. Is there a mitzvah, a kiyum of sreifa here? Or rather, the sreifa accomplishes something else. Maybe the sreifa accomplishes to show that I'm not the Baalim, right? Maybe Rav Rimon writes in his Sefer on Shemitah, maybe the sreifa is just an impetus for you to eat this fruit in the proper time. If I know that there's a deadline, if I know there's a deadline in terms of my eating, so then that will encourage me to eat more in the time that I have to eat it. This reminds us of the Netziv. The Netziv in Parshas Tzav. And the Netziv notes that the carbon tamid has more to eat with it than any other carbon. You know, the carbon tamid has 40 loaves that are brought with the carbon tamid. 30 matzah and 10 chametz. 40 loaves. Only 4 of them go to the Kohen. The other 36 are eaten by the owner. And the carbon tamid has to be finished by that night. Even though regular carbon shlamim have day, night, day, I bring a carbon shlamim on Tuesday, I could eat it till Wednesday night. But a carbon toda is only that day. Only that day. That's what the Pasuk says, right, in Parsha Sav, after describing all of the todas, dekribi menu echemi kol karban chumal Hashem, give it to the Kohen, biyom karbano yeachel, lo yaniach menu ad boker. So says the Netziv, you have so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Why does the Torah do that? So says the Netziv, to force you to invite your friends, to force you to make a big suda, and then they'll say, why are you having such a big suda? Why are you bringing carbon toda? And you keep him a fire saying what God did for me. That's the whole purpose. V'ha inyan, says the Netziv. The tachlis toda shebal aneis, who could ila saper chas de Hashem, shegam alav, is to say over the chasad that Hashem did. V'hainu dechsev, and that's what we say in Hallel. L'cha ezbach zevach toda, uv'shem Hashem ekra. There's two chiyuvim. There's the carbon, and there's the sipur. L'cha ezbach zevach toda, I'll bring the carbon, uv'shem Hashem ekra, and I'll call out in the name of Hashem, that's the sipur. And then parallel, nedarai l'Hashem ha'shalem, that's the neder, to bring the carbon, negda no l'chol amo, to tell everybody. That's the purpose, right? That's the purpose. Trei mili ninu, l'cha ezbach zevach toda ha'carbon, uv'shem Hashem ekra, who called toda l'Hashem tzvachos l'aneis, ubir, and that's what happens, alavos ha'carbon, nedarai l'Hashem ha'shalem, negda no l'chol amo, why? To berov am sheyochlu imo es atoda yisaper oz hahashkacha alav l'tova. I tell everybody exactly what happened, and that's why there's so much food and so little time to eat it. Umitam zeh riba hakasav balechem umiet bizman achilas toda mikol shlamim. You have more bread to eat. You have less time to eat it than any other shlamim. Haynu kadesha yemarbe vireim l'suuda achas biyom hakrava. So you have to invite everybody. Because that night it's going to become no service. You're going to have to burn it. So maybe that's an idea. Rav Rimon says the same thing by Shemitah fruit. Shemitah fruit. Why are you giving us all Shemitah fruit? Because Hashem's in charge of the land. And I make sure that is known. Okay, there's again a number of other issues as well that are related to the biur. Number one, post-biur, does the fruit still have Kedusha? Does the wine still have Kedusha? We assume yes. We assume that the Kedusha was never lost. The Rambam probably it does. If you can have to burn it, right? That's what causes you to burn it. Then there's no iser hefsid if you have to burn it. But again, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's one other ha'ara. Rabbi Rechem Fishel Perlau in the Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadigo, and he notes this bahag that we mentioned before that is counted as a separate mitzvah, and the Rambam who does not count it as a separate mitzvah, and he says, why is this? So he says, if you say like the Ramban and others that the whole mitzvah be or is to be mafkirit, then that's why it's not a separate mitzvah. You know why? Because Shemitah fruit are always hefker. From the beginning of the year, you have to let it become hefker. And then you can keep it in your land, in your field, but so it's just a hemshech, it's just a continuation of the original din of Shemitah fruit, so that's why there's no separate mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah is to burn it or to destroy it, then l'chor, the Rambam should count it as a separate mitzvah. Because it's a new thing that you have to do. According to the Rambam, vaday eino nichnas bechlal aseh to shmitas karka v'havi l'limnosa mitzvah aseh miyuchedes b'fnei atzmo. Why didn't he? It must be the Rambam l'shitas. So the Rambam says, you don't count mitzvos that are learned out from drushas chazal. Only if they are beferish in the Torah. If they're learned out from a drusha, then it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. That's the Rambam in Shorish Beis. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that. Rambam says, Ein roi limnos kol ma shalameda b'achad b'shlosh esu midos ha'tor nedreshes b'hen. Oba riboy. And he goes through all the examples. So that's the Rambam l'shitaso. We started off this year today. It's not beferish to the Torah that you have to do biur. It's learned out from Sukkim. But that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. But the Bahag does count mitzvahs that are based on just ribuyim. And that's why the Bahag l'shitaso. Lefiza nira de Bahag shemana biur shvius mitzvahs asei bifnei atzmo. He holds like the Rambam. He must hold like the Rambam that it's a mitzvah to destroy it, because why else would it be it separate? And he also holds, doesn't hold like the Rambam in terms of that shorish, and you could count mitzvahs that are learned out from drushos chazal. Okay, there's a couple of more shitas out there. There's a Rashi in Psachim Dafnun Beis, which seems to say that the mitzvah beer is to put it in a place where it's going to be trampled by the animals and by people. And Tosfos doesn't know why that is. Okay, but either way, might be a form of the Rambam. But we'll stop here in terms of beer perish mitzvah.